Welcome to another episode of Comics Corner, presented by the Multiverse Museums Podcast Network. I'm your host, Adam, and with me is my co-host, Stephen, also known as Alfred Pennyway.
Hunter S. Helmsley? Yeah. Master Bruce?
The game.
Yeah, he got cooler, didn't he? Yeah. Who knew a bottle of water and making cooler?
Yeah, a bottle of water and spitting in the air, that's all it takes. Yeah. Don't do that now, there's too many germs around. Comics Corner, we're back. We've got another two comics from the Future State line of DC books to discuss. But before that, as we always do, the What You've Been Reading segment. So, Stephen, what have you been reading?
I've not been reading anything, but I have had something read to me. So, I listened to an audio version, like a description of the Superman Live script, and it was the Dan Gilroy one, and it was brilliant. And the guy even did the voices, like Nicolas Cage, and Brainiac was Christopher Walken, which was kind of hilarious listening to. But it totally worked, and it was really riveting. And it was obviously based off the Dan Gilroy script, which is a much more condensed version of the story than the Wesley Strick version. So, but no, it was really good, and it was really interesting to hear those voices, because the people that got to do the voices sounded like those actors. So that was kind of cool. So,
cool.
So not that was read to me. I can't really count it as reading.
But now my question is, because it was Superman Lives, right? Did you pull a John Peters and do this?
Yeah, and I went.
And imagine a screen in your eyes. Yeah, because that's what you should do.
To be honest with you, I've read two drafts of Kevin Smith, and I've read Wesley Strick and Dan Gilroy. And the Strick version of the script is completely different to the Smith script. You know, when people talk about adapting Superman Lives, that would come up with a question of which version are we adapting. Now, I think Smith's script is actually the best one of the lot, but it's not structured very well like a script. That's the problem with that script. So, but the Dan Gilroy one's pretty good stuff. I say good. It's good in terms of, like, it's interesting, but
what's on the page?
While there's part of me that wishes I could have seen Superman Lives, I still think we dodged a bullet by not having it. So
yeah, because the back-to-back combo of Batman and Robin and Superman Lives
It would have killed. The thing is, Superman Lives would have been one of those bizarre. It probably would have been great to look back on now, but I think it would have been a disaster in 1998 or 1999. So.
Yeah, to me, Nicolas Cage just doesn't.
No, I don't. I even like Nicolas Cage. I think he's actually one of the.
No, he's a good actor, but
he is a good actor. Yeah, but
he's not Superman.
He's not. No, he's not Superman. No. No, but yeah. So that's what I. Technically not been reading, but as I've unread to me.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't count.
Audio. If I listened to an audio book, it'd be the same. Well, that's what it was.
All right.
At least I didn't do my Christopher Walken impression. So what have you been reading, Adam, or listening to?
What have I been reading? Well, I have read We Can Go Off the DC Path, right?
Yeah, that's what you've been reading. That's the whole point of these segments. You know, they talk about something that potentially is outside of the DC realm. So.
Yeah, I've read the latest issue of Spawn.
Any good?
And I really like it. I'll tell you why. Because sometimes when you get a big event story, like, let's say, in Spawn's case, this is not the one I read, but a few months back they had their 300th, maybe it might have been a year. Actually, let me quickly do a search and see what issue I read, because that will dictate the number, because that dictates what
issue. Does Spawn not print monthly, is it not?
No, it does print monthly, but I just want to see how far out from 300 we are, because it's interesting that they're picking up things that okay, so it shows here it was Spawn 313. which means we're about a year removed from the 300th issue, which was the big issue. Sorry, 314th, so even a year and 2 months. But what I find interesting is sometimes these big anniversary issues, they tell a collection of stories, but it's an anniversary issue, and there's no real weight going forward to those particular stories. Yeah, they're just a celebration of the character.
Kind of like Superman Action Comics 1000, that kind of...
Yeah, right, yeah. Whereas this, they set up some things that they're now paying off. Like, some things that Spawn did in 300 are now having consequences.
And oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
And they've introduced this character called Omega Spawn. And this is not an ad, just to give you a sense. Imagine Doomsday had a brain, could speak, and was intelligent. He'd be like, he's like the Spawn version of Doomsday. I don't think he's going to kill Spawn.
Yeah.
But clearly that's not what they're going for. But in terms of feel, look, he feels like Spawn's iteration of Doomsday. But so, not to give anything away for people that are reading Spawn, but it was, I find it really cool that, you know, a year and a bit later, we're still dealing with the fallout from 300, which is pretty cool.
That's good, yeah. Means it's a lasting thing, doesn't it? I just don't, like you say, like just to flush it away. Quick story. Yeah.
So it's a quick, it's a good recommendation that I recommend. If you're not reading Spawn, but you have interest in the character, check it out. It's pretty cool. And I want to bring up to you, just to get a sense, because I have a little bit of a dilemma, Stephen.
Okay.
And I want to get your opinion. You know,
is this what you did the poll on?
Yeah. And that didn't really help me out that much because it's kind of hard. It's still hard. but I've decided for the first time since 04, 03, 04, whenever the hell I started reading comics, I was always... I had Batman, Superman, Detective in Action. I've come to a point where I'm like, okay, I want to pare down my list to, you know, a maximum of 5 to 8 titles that are physical. The rest are going to go digital. So now, DC is putting out, you know, their flagships. So the Batman, Superman, Detective in Action have an extra story, are about 8 more pages longer, but they're also $1 more.
Okay.
So instead of $3.99 books, they're $4.99 books. Well, I'm still going to be buying them both in 2 different forms. This gave me the impetus to be like, okay, one can now go digital. So the question that I'm...
one of those two.
I'm wrestling with, to use, you know, classic vintage, you know, terminology, is which of the four am I keeping physical? So one of the Batmans, one of the Superman books, and which of the four are going digital?
So just so one out of the four, not two.
I'm keeping one Batman and one Superman book physical. The other two are going to go digital. So.
Right. Okay.
Let me give you a little bit of kind of setup to tell you, to give you an idea of what. Detective Comics, starting in March, is going to be taken over by the creative team that's doing the main story in Dark Detective, Future State Dark Detective.
Right, okay.
And we've talked about, have we talked about the first two? We've done
the first, no, we've got the second one to do, I think.
Yeah, that's our next one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So you know how good the first one was. I love the art, and I love the way the story's going. Now, I know it's going to be a different story, but it's the same creative team.
Yeah, yeah.
So that gives me excitement. That gives me hope that it's going to be good. Batman is by James Tynion and... what is the artist's name? Phil Jimenez. Again, another good creative team. But I'm wondering, because I'm liking the direction of Dark Detective so much, is Detective the route to go? Coupling with the fact that Detective also has the history of being the book that, the history and the numbering,
first
appearance of Batman.
I was actually going to bring up that, the Detective and Action Comics, how they're kind of like the originals, if you know what I mean.
So you figure if none of them are going to get canceled, those two of all of them would probably never get canceled.
Who's writing Action? Is it the guys who do the Future State Superman?
So on the Superman side,
yeah,
you've got Philip Kennedy Johnson is doing both Action and Superman.
All right, I was going to say whichever one he's doing.
The artist is different though. So
right, okay.
The artist on Action Comics. Remember, I've sent you a couple I've tweeted you a couple of the images that he's drawn.
Yeah.
I said, "Holy crap, this looks amazing!" And he did Aquaman Future State. He did the art on that. So his art is amazing.
Now, so what's he doing?
He's doing Action. So I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think. Like,
plus the history of the numbering.
Yeah. Do you know what, Adam? It's Detective in Action. That's your answer.
That's what Alfred says. Now, this is going to be, I got to be honest, when I send the list in to my comic book guy, it's going to be a little bit emotional because it'll be the first, you know. folks, this is the problem of a comic book fan. You get emotional over stupid shit like this. So in order to be able to process and handle that you know, part of the heartache of having to, and again, I'm still reading, I'm still buying it, it's just not physical.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's technically going anywhere. It's still good.
I think because of the OGs, I think you pretty much convinced yourself with Detective as well. So
to handle this stress of this decision, Steven, I'm going to need a nice tall thermos of coffee and some pancakes to process this. So chop, get on it. And the Superman Batman title is not going nowhere because that was the first one I added to my list. That was the one that got me back into comics. So that one's staying on the list. I think I made my decision on the show review.
Detective in Action. Yeah.
There we go.
But Philip Kennedy Johnson writing anything Superman, I'm going to buy. I'm going to be interested in because that Worlds of War one was just. It blew my socks off, so I can't wait to read issue 2 of that, I'll tell you.
And I don't know if you've read Dark Detective yet, but...
I haven't got around to it yet, no. I thought I'd wait till we're going to review because I don't want to read it too early, and then when we go to review, I'm like...
My goodness. Top notch. Top. I'm not going to ruin it, but something's moved up my list of my favorite Future State book.
Yeah, that's good. Right then, shall we move on to the Future State
books? Yeah.
Shall we move on to them? So we have Future State Superman versus Imperious Lex, number one. So I've got a synopsis from DC Comics. It says, "Welcome to Lexar, home of the greatest businessman in the multiverse." This would have been great with Donnie's voice, this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Donnie, record our full intros.
Yeah.
We're going to send you the books ahead of time so you can do the summary.
I'll just say the titles of them. So welcome to Lexar, home of the greatest... the greatest businessman in the multiverse, Lex Luthor. After years of prosperity, Lex's utopia is at last ready to join the ranks of the United Planets and promote peace among worlds. However, Lex has never done anything unless he had to get something to gain from it. What could he be up to this time? Sounds like a job for Superman and his wife Lois Lane, the Earth representative to the UP. It's time the Man of Steel shut down this former Metropolis magnate once and for all. Now, when is this set? Because this is something that got me. This isn't set like Future State Superman and Metropolis. He's doing that fight while Superman's off on Warworld, isn't he?
Yes.
Right. So this is set even later than that, yeah.
Yeah, because Superman has grayer hair here.
I thought that's what I thought. So anyway, but and then Lex looks like he's obviously had some sort because he, you know, he said like a big line down his.
Yeah.
So he's obviously had some sort of...
Some face reconstruction, yeah.
Yes, so he can live forever, basically.
Future Botox, that's what he got.
But I absolutely loved this book. I thought it was so good. And I've got comics of, and I can't remember who wrote them, it's terrible, but from the 70s. And it's Superman actually going to Lexar, and it kind of ties in back with those incidents and stuff. I think Lexar gets destroyed in that comic, actually. I think Lex accidentally destroys his own planet, so because he's a hero on Lexar, isn't he? He's brainwashed more. But I just thought this was incredible, and I'm a sucker for future Superman anyway, because I love Kingdom Come, and I love, you know, Batman Beyond when it's Superman Beyond, and so I kind of like grey-haired Superman. I guess is the way to go about it. So what did you think?
I thought it was great. I thought it was, you know what I loved about it? I love the fact that, you know, yes, Superman is Earth's greatest champion, you know, Earth's protector, but it's great when he goes out and into other planets and galaxies and all that. Mm. Like, I love when people bring in the sci-fi element of Superman.
Yes, yes. Definitely.
Hence why I borderline love Man of Steel. I don't know what you like when I say borderline.
Will you stop saying borderline? You're banned from saying that word.
Yeah,
I'm not making your pancakes or muffins ever again.
Oh, as if I ever got it in the first place. You know, I just for that. No, I'm not spending Valentine's Day with you. Well, there's a Twitter reaction the day after. How about that? And if you don't know what the hell we're talking about, that was the vidcast.
So did you notice?
The vidcast,
yeah, that's true. Did you notice he could fly in space without any
breathing apparatus?
Yeah, he didn't need any, did he? It was.
Why would Superman need a breathing apparatus in space? He's not human.
Yeah, but he still breathes oxygen, doesn't he? It's like if you're a fish, if you're a fish or not, you're still gonna need to be in the water.
Yeah. Oh, Aquaman.
But anyway, it doesn't bother me. People get really, because I've noticed in the Superman Lois trailer, he looks like he can breathe in space, and people have been analysing it, and I'm thinking, look, if you can breathe in space, fine. If you can't, fine.
We're talking about a guy that can fly and shoot laser beams out of his eyes. At some point, suspension of disbelief has to go away.
Yeah, so Superman breathing, does it bother you? Are you kind of just like, whatever?
No, I don't care.
I don't care if he's got an oxygen mask or not. If he's got one, fine. If he hasn't, fine. Yeah. I'm not. It's at the trunks. It's there. Great. If they're not, great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But the suit in this reminded me of a Superman figure I used to have from Superman the Animated Series, and it was one of the Batman ones where they were never in the episodes. And it was literally the cape attachment with the S shield was exactly the same as this drawing. So I was like, whoa, that's kind of trippy to think back to that figure I used to have. But yeah, I love this story. How many issues is this? Have you got any idea?
Two or three. It might be three.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's just like a nice little short story. I just thought it was brilliant. And there's something just really cool about knowing Superman's still there all those years later, I think.
You know what's cool about it too is the fact that Superman goes there and realizes, I'm not going
to
convince
Lexar,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, they hate him, don't they? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice that one guy? Goes to Lex, can you ever forgive me? And Lex is like, no, for doubting you. Yeah.
And it's funny because they're all kind of like part of that cult that Chloe was in, right?
That's a good point. Yeah,
Superman realized there's no hope.
Convincing him, yeah.
Yeah. So he goes to the United Planet.
And he gets his butt kicked by Lex as well.
Yeah. And so, you know, Lex wants to join the United Planets. And the initial reaction by the congregation is absolutely not.
Yeah. They kind of laugh about it, don't they? Like, as if.
But then Superman comes back and tells the story and tells Lois to, you know, vote him in so that we can monitor him and help these people on a deeper level than I can go, you know, I can't go. Basically, Superman saying I can't go in there punching my way through, so we're gonna use our brains to kind
That's Superman, isn't it? He wants to help. Yeah. Like he, I think the ultimate like ending for Superman would be to reform Lex. Like the end, if he ever did the last Superman comic ever,
yeah,
it would be reforming Lex.
That's
kind of cool. But yeah, I absolutely loved it. My favorite panel, like I said, was the one where he's in space. And I don't care what anyone says, it looks like Christopher Reeve in that panel.
He does.
I think it's uncanny. It's just, I look at him and I think, well, it's like Christopher Reeve. And, you know, I almost made me think, did Gary Frank draw this? I know he didn't, though, I don't think, did he?
No,
I don't know. No, but it was like a Gary Frank-esque drawing of Superman in that panel. So any panels that stood out to you?
Well, that one there where he's flying in space and looks like Christopher Reeve. That was my favorite. But also the scene where he is getting overwhelmed and beat up. Like it's.
Well, I think Lex in that suit. I always love to see Lex in that suit. It kind of. I want to see it in a film. It's like a big, you know, I loved it when he had it on Supergirl, you know, like John Cryer and that. And I'm like, just give me it in a film.
Yeah. No, please. I want to see. Yeah, I definitely want to see it. Like just seeing Superman be overwhelmed, right? Like it's like, it's not something you see all too often.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Right? So. But yeah, so I like that Superman uses his brain here, and it reminds the readers and the audience that it's not just let me go in and punch my way through everything.
Yeah.
And the way he convinces Lois, you know, to put away
her. Even if you don't want to, yeah.
But then she gets screwed because she gets selected to be the ambassador and go to.
Yeah, and Lex says to him, if you ever come, you know, I'll kill you, or I'll kill your loved ones, or because he wants to just destroy him, doesn't he? In fact, it's quite interesting because something we forgot to mention was that the Lex planet, they're sending robots off to other planets and stealing all like the jewels and you know, and metal and stuff.
And there's also a little bit of a small one on because Lois and Superman have a little bit of. A reunion in the closet.
Yeah.
A special reunion. So I just want to take this opportunity to say, Clueless forever, from the first kiss to the last. Take that, Lana.
Could have said that for the end.
Oh, shit. Damn it.
Oh, well. Well, you get two on this episode, folks. That's your.
It's a treat.
So, anything else before we do the ratings out of five?
I thought it was a great, great book. Can't wait to see where they go next.
So art.
Art's a 5. Yeah.
Sorry.
5. It was.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Perfect.
5's across the board. I think Future State has been brilliant. To be honest, I mean, there's been the odd thing I haven't been keen on, like some of the backup issues and stuff, but.
Yeah, but the main stories, yeah.
It's such a good like start. It's kind of, I always like Future Stories though because I feel like the shackles are off and they can kind of do what they want.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the difference there. So moving on to Future State, Batman Superman #1. Back in the early days of the Magistrate's occupation of Gotham City, Bruce Wayne found himself pushed to the edge like never before. So calling the Man of Steel in for backup makes sense, right? Wrong. Gotham's sinister overlords have already sprung the ultimate trap on the lost son of Krypton, and with Kryptonian power at your command, no one can stand in your way. Plus, where on earth did Professor Pig get Kryptonite scalpel? Brace yourselves because things are going to get gross in the caverns below Gotham. I think that actually kind of spoils what's coming because that kind of doesn't happen in this. He almost is setting up. I mean, obviously, now I know what's happening. They're obviously going to somehow control Superman. That's kind of what I gather from this synopsis.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This reminded me of Batman Beyond. Do you remember when the splicers?
Yeah.
I was thinking of that all the way through it. It was like, but Future State is going so across the timeline. Like, different. I think it's really cool what they're doing. Like they're doing. So this is the early moments of it. That detective, you get in the deep in the thick of it.
You're right in the midst of it.
Right. Imperious Lex, you like mega in the future. So I think it's really cool. What they're doing.
No, absolutely. I kind of like that there was the villain had ties to the False Face Society, which was, again, it showed up on Batwoman. Unintentional synergy, I think. and that it was an underground drug, you know, that people were using.
And
it had some ill effects where one guy was using it to kind of pull a school prank.
Yes.
And then it actually altered his face more semi-permanently.
Yeah, and he had horns as well, didn't he? Yeah,
yeah, it kind of looks like a billy goat, I guess.
Yeah, but the kids are doing it because there's some of the kids using I can't remember what they call the thing now on the neck, to disguise themselves because the magistrates kind of got everyone on record, aren't they? So they're kind of using it to be anonymous.
Yeah.
Why they couldn't just put a balaclava on, I don't know.
But it's funny because when the guy's got a billy goat face or, you know, the animal face, it reminds me of the villains and the creatures on the show Grimm, which Bitsy Tonic was a part of.
All right. I never watched Grimm, so that's kind of cool. I was thinking more of The Witcher with the... Well, I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Did your mother a goat? He says to that one. Yeah.
And I liked the banter, again, between Batman and Superman, you know? Like,
Yeah. That is cool. I'm going to say actually the scene where Superman saves the kid is really good, where he's trying to commit suicide and he says that line like, "I look relieved." They always look relieved when you save them because they kind of don't want to die, but they kind of. But yeah, the banter was just brilliant. There's some really good stuff between them. Like, I kind of want his sister Superman now when he shows up in his.
What are you doing
here? Because he's not. I think he wants to do it more discreetly, doesn't he? And Superman kind of isn't. There's nothing discreet about Superman, is there?
Yeah.
He kind of doesn't want to have to deal with all that, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, he literally don't want him there, does he? Because he thinks he can handle it on his own.
Yeah, and he also is like, you know, they have that conversation again of Superman's like, well, why don't you just reveal your identity? It'd be more liberating.
That's something I'm not a fan of. I still don't think Superman should reveal his identity.
That was prior to realizing how deep the magistrate got, right?
Ah, right, okay, yeah. I guess he kind of saved him some work, didn't he? Yeah.
And then reveal his identity. Like, oh, you know. See why you're... And, I think the success of any Batman Superman story is the interplay and the banter between the two.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it's spot on in this. You mentioned, you know, stopping the kid from committing suicide. That reminded me of that panel in All Star Superman.
Yeah, that's like one of the best panels ever in it. Yeah. It's kind of interesting because the kids to stop early on, one of them's the daughter of this like scientist or something, like a doctor, and they're trying to find him. And then when they find him, he's got a toad face, right?
Yeah,
and he says, does he say he's related to Professor Pig or something? Is that what he said?
I think that's what if I remember.
And then basically he just stabs Superman with, he's a scalpel here, but it looked more like a bloody knife to me.
Yeah, it looked like a kryptonite shave, which was...
So, because I was thinking the same thing, where the hell did he get a kryptonite knife from, you know? But I knew we were going to stab him. As soon as I'm reading the panels, I thought, he's going to do something to Superman here. Superman's trying to talk to him, anyway, he does.
Yeah.
And Batman's kind of in the back going, you know, he's trying to get there.
Yeah,
because he knows Clark's in trouble, doesn't he? Because he says, doesn't he? Or he's in danger. Knows. Because he's too trusting it sometimes, Superman. So
this is the problem.
He lets his guard down, yeah.
So, but it ends on the cliffhanger with him getting stabbed.
Yeah, which is interesting.
I mean, let's be honest. Not like he's going to
die. Well, we know. Future State Superman Imperius Lex is still alive. But, do you know something? I don't like to knock artists and colorists and all that, but the art in this wasn't as sleek as I like. It was a bit more. It almost looked painted in some aspects.
Yeah, it does have a painted quality. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. It's just not really to my kind of taste of reading the comic. It wasn't. That was the only thing that I thought was a little bit.
I actually really liked the art overall. There were some pages where Superman looked a little off.
Yeah.
But overall, I really liked this guy's work, and I've liked it since during the New 52. He was on the Batwing title.
Alright, cool, yeah.
I
never knock an artist, and like I say, any discrepancies on panels, you know, it must be hard for them to colour and draw these, and if they get it wrong, they've got to start again type thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I was really impressed with the story overall. Yeah, I enjoyed it, yeah. So what was the art and story rating for you?
The story, I'll say 4.5.
Okay.
And the art, again, there were little moments where Superman, something about Superman looked off, but I'll say a solid four. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 story and 4 art as well. I think the story was decent. It just wasn't like Superman Imperius Lex was like incredible to me.
It was the better,
Yeah, this was good. That was great. That's kind of the way I look at it. So I'll give it a 4.
I'm looking forward to how they wrap this up. But in terms of Superman Batman, I'm looking forward to the storyline in March.
Is that the which one is that's gonna doing
be,
the whole?
It's going to be written by the same guy, but the art is going to be different. And
We've seen that's one we saw when it where it's like
with the alternate universe.
Yeah.
They got the old one, school.
So is this just got one more issue then?
And this is also the writer that wrote that the one that you like, the Clan, the Smashing the Clan.
Oh God, that is so good.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, this was a good story. It just wasn't as good as Superman Imperius Lex. So.
That's
true.
Yeah.
So yeah, Future State's rocking it for me, man.
Yeah, I agree.
There's only been a few that I haven't liked, and that in fact, I don't think I've disliked the main story other than Superwoman.
Yeah, it's more been the backups. Yeah.
The backups, yeah.
Yeah, Superwoman is the outlier. It was just. But and then next week we've got three. Next time we do the Comics Corner. We've got Future State Suicide Squad, right?
Yes, Dark Detective. And Superman and Metropolis, I forgot. Is that the next one of that? Was it that one? I'm trying to think now.
No, there had to be something else.
Because that is out. That is out, though, isn't it?
That's out today, right?
Okay.
And maybe on that episode, too,
So
there may be four. We'll see. I can't remember what that other... The other book was. Jeez. It's escaping him. We'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Was it the next Batman again? No, because we've done number 2, haven't we?
I mean, 3 is out, but we might have to split them up. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
There's definitely a couple more reviews coming next week from us. And hopefully they stay as good as they've been. Until we reconvene, we urge you to either head over to your local comic shop or visit Comixology and actually purchase and read some of these books. That's why we don't go into full on 100%, panel by panel discussion reading. We don't read
plus,
too.
We don't listen to that.
Absolutely, but no, we want you to read the books and support the comic industry. So please do that either physically or digitally, and then let us know what you think about the books. And if you want to talk to us about what you're reading, you can on social media. So Stephen, where do they find you?
Yep. So I'm on Twitter at SteveBob1984, and as I always say, the multitude of podcasts that Adam's got, because he's got like a million. There's a Twitter page for that at MMNPDC, and you'll see posts about episodes and stuff on there.
And if you want to talk to me on Twitter, it's at Adam_LeesFan. The link to the Facebook group is in the description. Click on the link, request permission to join, and I'll add you. But until our next, looks like a pile of comics by the way we were discussing it. We hope you enjoyed
this episode. Maybe we could split that into 2 minisodes or something.
Yeah, that's probably what we'll
do.
We hope you enjoyed this one, and we hope you'll continue to support and read DC and comics in general. But until next time, remember that Batman and Superman are forever from their team-ups in the present to their team-ups in future state. So long, everybody.
So long.